it seems like our local GOP leadership, well, I'm not going to say the conservatives, but the constitutionalists, they don't really care about the community. You never see community initiatives or outreach. And the Democrats and the socialists have that locked down.
Yeah.
I mean, as much as there's crime and there's this and that, they're still out in the community kind of giving back. I mean, Mark Poloncarz was just at the Grider Street Community Center a week or so ago giving out free hot dogs. Mm. And unfortunately, that's what people, the voters, the Democrat voters who do outnumber us, that's what they see. It's like instant gratification, mm-hmm. and they forget everything that's been done. And how do you defeat that?
Welcome back. Mike Lomas, Glenn Wiggle actually taking off. Ron Reinstein in with me, and we've got a special guest on the live line here. We'll talk a little bit about what happened last night. Erie County stuck on stupid.
The pain. Nationwide, though, just not Erie County.
Yeah, we're going to talk to an optimist in a little bit who's a workhorse here in Erie County, Nancy Orticelli. But I got to be honest, I texted her this morning. I'm like, I feel like drinking, and it's like 7 o'clock.
Can we take a personal day?
Can we take a personal day? You're just so beat up. I mean, it's just, you know, you have to ask yourself, how could these people be this dumb? Right.
Yes. That's
the only, well, how could you be?
And it's not even rhetorical.
Everything you've touched has turned to shit, and you continue to vote for the same exact shit. It's just unreal.
Because this is just from a sleepless night yesterday into today. People that left the cities, they're just like, I got to get away from the crime. I got to get away from the poverty. All the above. And their shitty voting has metastasized like a cancer in the suburbs. And it just keeps going and going.
Well, they don't show up. That's what's so frustrating.
Well, there's also that.
I mean, you look at the numbers, and it's like, how in the world do you not show up? I'm actually going through my phone yesterday. I'm saying, don't forget to vote. Don't forget to vote. Who's on the ballot? That's what I've got a few times. Like, how could you be that freaking stupid?
I know. But the other, I mean, even if you look at an area where I grew up in Cheektowaga.
Yeah.
And yes, the demographic has changed substantially since I left in 1998.
Yeah.
But for the fact of the matter of the third world that has been imported, the taxes, the last county executive, or not county, the supervisor, she hammered two increases on the property assessments back to back.
Highest taxes in the country.
Yes. And on top of that, the last one, because she's, again, the politicians, how they're just full of shit. Oh, that's our bad. You know, maybe up for a second. Oh, we're not going to do another reassessment for 2 years. And then literally the next year, here comes the next increase.
Yeah.
And, oh, our bad, but we won't do it again. However, you got to pay.
Yeah, sorry about that.
And you look at the votes that were cast for supervisor. And, I mean, again, how close it was. And it'll go to a recount.
Yeah.
That's it? That's the amount of people that voted?
Yeah. Well, the GOP didn't do anything with absentee ballots there, so it'll go the other way. Before I forget, download our app, search Financial Guys Media in your app store, and be sure to click notifications so you don't miss our weekly media drops. So don't forget about our app. Let me introduce Nancy Orticelli. I was able to grab her. I know she's extremely busy. Nancy, what is your title today besides miss of everything? I don't know. What is your exact title? You're everywhere. You know, Constitution Coalition, all this stuff. What is your? Do you have a title?
I mean, Antifa has called me a lot of things. So.
Yeah.
No, I work for an assemblyman, for Assemblyman David DiPietro. I am on the executive board of the Erie County Conservatives. I do. I'm the president of the Constitutional Coalition of New York State. So, yeah, I do a lot of things. So that's who I am. I believe in freedom and liberty, and no matter what it looks like, I'm not a person who gives up. And talking to a couple people this morning, they're like, "Why do you sound so happy?" I was like, "Well, I'm used to this. This is how it is here in Erie County. It's nothing new.
You'd think all of us between the political environment here and then the Bills and Sabres, we'd be used to disappointment, right? Be like, roll out of bed. Yeah. Like, all right, I get it. Let me ask. Let's start out with the county executive race. I mean, what happened there? First of all, he's literally, the cops are showing up because he's restraining a woman. We had people die in a storm because of his mismanagement. We had a record amount of businesses close because of the way he handled COVID, right? I mean, you can't ask. And then he drops off all these illegal immigrants. They 13 out of 50 of them get arrested, brought it up on charges. They destroy a hotel. I mean, it's like, okay, maybe you're not happy with Chrissy, but boy, you have to be some kind of a mental midget to say that's a good
idea. Crime's on the rise.
And crime's on the rise. Record numbers.
We don't want to enforce laws. Here's your appearance ticket.
Yeah, number two in the entire country for car stolen. Number one is our neighbor Rochester. Yeah. Number two. So what the heck happened?
So people are misinformed. And it's like you just said, when you called and texted people and they said, who's on the ballot? Nobody cares anymore because it seems like our local GOP leadership I'm not going to say the conservatives, but the constitutionalists, they don't really care about the community. You never see community initiatives or outreach. And the Democrats and the socialists have that locked down.
Yeah.
I mean, as much as there's crime and there's this and that, they're still out in the community kind of giving back. I mean, Mark Poloncarz was just at the Grider Street Community Center a week or so ago giving out free hot dogs. Mm. And unfortunately, that's what people, the voters, the Democrat voters who do outnumber us, that's what they see. It's like instant gratification. Mm-hmm. And they forget everything that's been done. And how do you defeat that?
Yeah.
And I think the GOP needs to get out in the community more. I mean, they've had their get out the vote rallies that consisted of maybe 20 to 25 committee members. It wasn't the community. Do you know what I'm saying?
No, I get it.
But I was going to say, but how?
Nothing beats a good Salem's hot dog.
Yeah, here's your meat cylinder. Go vote for 4 years and more tyranny.
It's true.
You're right. But the thing is, then you take it a step further. You go fill up your car. Holy shit, part of my life. That's even higher than it was a month ago.
Right.
You go to the grocery store and our household, we do okay. But every time, between my wife, myself, and our two kids, and here's four bags. That was $300.
Oldest daughter and my wife were down in Tennessee last week. My daughter was looking at the possibility of University of Tennessee, and she says to me, she said, "Dad, do you know gas is $1 a gallon cheaper there?"
Oh my gosh.
And so I went through this whole thing about, it's taxes. She's like, "You're kidding me, just taxes." I said, Yep. That's the difference between one state and the other. And every time somebody puts, gas in their tank, it's an extra $30-$40 here as opposed to down there. So
that's you and that's me. But that's not the urban voters. Mm-hmm. The urban voters are in poverty because of Democrat policies.
But yet still vote that way.
But they still vote that way because they'll come and give you free stuff a few times a year. They'll give you hot dogs. They'll give you backpacks. They'll give you this and that. A lot of them maybe don't have vehicles to fill up. Do you know what I'm saying?
That's a fair point. You know what? Now that we're talking, Nancy, that also works against us, too. I mean, we are top 10 in the country in poverty.
Yeah, top three,
per
top
capita.
Four. Yeah, the
per
city
capita.
Of Buffalo is, I think, two or three.
Here's the, our fair city.
Yeah. To your point, and I think you mentioned this, the GOP will run on reducing the taxes. And, Nancy, these people don't pay taxes. That's not a problem for them, right?
No.
Although it is funny, when you interview some of them, they actually think they do. They'll say, it's not fair. We're paying our fair share. Like, now you don't pay any federal
taxes.
Well,
that's the thing, though, too. It's like, if you look at it, and this isn't to be negative, but and again, money's money.
Yeah.
And let's just say they make $50,000, they're married filing joint. With your standard deduction, you have $25,000 maybe in taxes total.
Yeah, well, most of them.
But that's what I'm just saying. And then you're probably getting a refund.
That's right. Most of them are public assistance.
Talk about
the women vote. I mean, you look at other places, other parts of the country, and the women have really rallied together to really change things. And it just, last night I was really hoping that, like, town of Amherst, town of Cheektowaga, the women would step up and say, okay, we've got a guy who's clearly, he's abused women. He's threatened a process server, a female process server, that he's going to shoot her. And then the cops are showing up. I mean, I would think the moms would say, and it's amazing to me, I'm watching his speech last night, I'm thinking all these hypocrite Democrats, they're all, believe the women, unless it's a Democrat that can shove their left-wing agenda down your throat, then we don't believe them.
So here's my take, 2 points I want to make. You know, talking about the women vote, I had a phone call the other week and somebody, it was actually Stefan, and he said, do you know a strong woman leader in Western New York who could do calls for Chrissy? And I was like, no, do you? I don't know any woman. There is no strong woman. I said, what about Lynn Dixon? They already had her. And I had thought about it. Mike, you probably remember a few years ago, I came to visit you. Yes. I wanted to start a women's group, but the coalition took off. And, you know, if there's any woman out there, women who would like to start a women's group, I'll help. I mean, I can't run it, but I'll help to get strong women elected. Yes. But there isn't. And then you have Moms for Liberty here in Erie County. But for some reason, the GOP will not unite with the grassroots organizations. Mm. Moms for Liberty have been phenomenal across the nation because the establishment has partnered with them. Yeah. I don't know why they won't do it here. I don't get it. And if you would just unite, and it's the same issue with the conservatives and the Republicans. It's no secret we are outnumbered by Democrats.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And so what happens with the conservatives and the Republicans who should be working together? The Republicans try to take over the legislature seat that was supposed to be conservative. You know, it was supposed to go to Lindsay Larigo, and they fought it with Jim Malcheski. I like Jim Malcheski and Lindsay Larigo. They're both great people, but the GOP spent so much money on that primary that they had nothing to give to Chrissy to give her, get her name out during this election, because nobody knew who Chrissy was. And then they tried to do a party takeover in Evans, where they switched a bunch of Democrats to conservatives, the GOP there did, to try to take over that party. And Ralph Larigo did a lawsuit, and the lawsuit is not finished yet, but the GOP candidate lost miserably. So they're focusing on things that should be uniting us, but they're dividing us instead of uniting. You look at West Seneca and Lancaster. Those towns won amazingly for their town boards, because the conservative committees and the Republican committees there are united.
Yeah.
And they work together. And I don't understand what the whole issue was with the Republicans trying to take out the conservatives this summer. It was baffling to me.
Yeah.
So instead of focusing on Mark Poloncarz, you're going to try to take a ledge seat away from a conservative candidate that it was already in the bag for them. You're going to focus on a fight that was already a constitutionally minded candidate that was in there. It was a given. What a waste of resources. Yeah, and what a waste of time.
That's a shame. Yeah, that's
absolutely. That's
a shame. Well, you know, the financial guys are here to help. I'd like to get you on the radio as well. You know, we'll find that. Hopefully we can find a strong female. You know, that's what we need. You need the female vote. I mean, last night the female vote shows up because Mark had been called, accused of holding a woman, I don't know, hostage or whatever. I mean, holding a bargain against her will. But they didn't show up. And like, God, that's so frustrating. Yep. The last thing before I let you go, the frustrating part to me and folks like Ron is we're in the business community, right? And so we're constantly getting involved. We're constantly trying to do our part. And sometimes I feel guilty because I look at somebody like you and I'm like, oh, I feel like a slug. But yeah, like, oh man, I really do. But the business community, I am just at awe this morning that they didn't show up at all. I mean, at all. How many restaurants did Mark destroy during COVID? How many gyms did he destroy? Now, some of these folks were strong enough to make it through. But I can be honest with you. If I owned a restaurant, I am never forgetting that. Now, I might be a little bit different of an animal because his picture and Gail Bernstein's picture would be on the front door, and there would be a message that says, hey, if you're these people and you're walking in, do not bother, right? I mean, that's where I would be. But I get it. Some of these folks say, well, you know, I don't want to be that aggressive. Okay, could you send Chrissy $100? Could you put a sign out front of the restaurant to say, hey, just saying? I mean, like, not one.
Well, that was the fault of the GOP. They don't know how to fundraise. Mm-hmm. They really don't. And they're, like I said before, their fundraisers consisted of just their own committee members. Yeah. It was, you know, the public doesn't want anything to do with the GOP because the GOP has alienated them. Now, Michael Crocker is a good guy. I've met him. I've worked with him. He's really good, but he's got a lot to fix from the previous leadership. Yeah, I wouldn't want that job.
No, but I know. I know. You know what? It's funny you said that because I was talking to Glenn about it, and Glenn's like, oh, they need this. And I said, the hardest part about that is so many people have left. When you look at, and I'll say for America, I think it's a great thing, right? I mean, Florida is gaining delegates. New York is losing delegates. Florida had a $21 billion surplus. New York is going to go bankrupt at some point. I don't know when, but the math doesn't work, right? You cannot have the, and the 25% of the of people that have left, they're all the top taxpayers, right?
Mike,
they're
this
the
all ones sounds paying racist. The bills. Stop.
Yeah, that's right.
The math is racist. But I mean, that's even if the people that leave, and, you know, from clients and friends and family that are in these southern states, they still care, but they got up and left.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's just.
Well, they're not voting, right? They're not.
Well,
they're not
even in voting, but like even if they've sent a check, like you said, to Chrissy, but that's just the whole thing. Is like
they're gone. They're gone.
You, but I know, but they're you gone. Have for the people. And I guess maybe this is where my deficiency comes with this is that I'm like occupying common sense, I guess, way too much.
Yeah.
But how the hell do people, again, you look at this, the sobering statistics or drive around the area.
Right.
What the hell is coming here? Well, nothing.
Right.
What is leaving here? A lot.
A lot.
What is beneficial that is derived from low T polling cars? Let's just go over the last 5 years. The scamdemic. How many people were affected by that?
Yep.
And how many businesses were lost? How many people, again, how many people have been vax injured?
Yeah.
Because, well, I can't go to the Bills game or the Sabres game.
Right.
But seriously, I'm going to roll up my sleeves.
You were able to go see the playoffs, but now you got myocarditis.
Or, or, you know, again, my employer's forcing me because this shitbag in City Hall is following, you know, Crime Wave Kathy or Andrew, I killed your grandmother Cuomo.
Yeah.
Then you take it further. How many people died in nursing homes alone? One of my best friend's sister died in a hospital alone.
Yeah.
Why is that, you may ask? Oh, because she tested positive for the Wuhan sniffles.
Yes, I know.
And these stories are out there.
Yeah, I know.
And yet there is zero messaging. And this is, and I'm gonna, this is from Chrissy. This is from the GOP. This is from any Republican candidate that you can absolutely, and again, voting aside, fundraising aside, but if you got that message out there, that would resonate.
You need money to do that.
You do, which you is fair.
Money, and you need lots of it. I said from day one, I said for Chrissy to win, she probably needs $1 million. And I think that's
absolutely
a fair number. And, and I think she got a total of about $150,000 from the business community. She was well underfunded. And, you know, I don't know, I was down there last night, Nancy. I don't know if you got a chance to see her speech last night, but you could tell she cared. There was a few conservatives or sending messages, oh, she can't cry. I'm like, bullshit, she can't cry. She can do whatever she wants to do. You have the stones to step up. Then I was able to see her in the hallway before. I said, Chrissy, and she's like, oh, man, I feel like a failure. I said, Chrissy, I said, there's a million people in this freaking town, a million people. Do you know who was the only one that stepped up against this piece of shit, Mark Poloncarz? You. So don't let anybody ever tell you that you shouldn't do what you want to do. You know, there are so many armchair quarterbacks that, oh, I should have done this, should have done that. I'm like, Chrissy, you're the only one. Guess what? Mike Lomas could have ran. I could have ran. I could have signed up. I didn't. Now
I feel like I told you to.
And here's the deal. As you know better than anybody, you know, you've been death threats and everything else.
Yeah.
There's a big decision there. Okay, I have a big, I'm very blessed. I've got a big company here. Guess what? I got to step away from that. And it's not just my family. Mm-hmm. It's other people's families here that are going to be affected. We do a radio show, very successful, brings in a lot of money. Guess what? I'm not allowed to do that now, right? Mm-hmm. So there's big things that go into that. And when you have more and more business leaders, because what used to happen is folks like me, folks like Ron, we'd get to a point in our business where we can step away. Right. And then we'd say, you know what? For the good of the public, I'm going to run. I'm going to run. Mm-hmm. I don't even necessarily want to, but I know they need me and I'm going to run and I'm going to take 2-3 years. You know what's happening now? When those business owners get to the point where they can step away, they're moving to Florida.
Yeah.
They're leaving.
They are.
They're leaving.
Yeah. And they're relocating their business.
Yeah. And you know what they say? Why in the world am I going to put up with this crap anymore? I'm done. I'm done. I'll save the 10%. I'll throw it in my pocket because now I don't need to pay state taxes. I won't pay all the massive regulations and the fees and all that bullshit. And guess what? I'm not here as a candidate to run. Hey, Nancy, we'll let you go. I so appreciate it. Is there any websites or anything you want to plug or numbers or
Yeah, we're just on Facebook, the Constitutional Coalition of New York State. And if you want to be involved, just email us at ccnys@usa.com.
Okay, cool. I'm going to reach out to you this week. Let's try to get you on the radio. Maybe depending on your schedule Saturday, maybe we could fit you in for a little bit if that's cool with you. I know you're crazy busy. So.
No, that's fine. And, sounds good.
And any resources we could be at our office, you know, whether it's room, space, you know, we've got a big training room, as you know, we're willing to help. So.
Awesome. Thanks, Mike.
All right. We'll see you, Nancy. Thanks. Take care. All right. All right. Nancy Orticelli, she's got so many titles. I don't even know where to start. But thank you so much for spending some time. Yeah, it's just it's frustrating. You know, it's frustrating. You see these Democrats last night. We could maybe play some of Mark's, victory speech last night. It's just it's incredibly frustrating to see the same losers. And I say losers, meaning not like
they are. It's
a losing mentality. It's a lose to say, all right, Mark has had 12 years to make this county great.
Of running this area
and we're still
into the ground.
The poorest in the country. In the country, yeah. We've got the highest crime rates now. We're number two in the entire country for your car getting stolen.
Thefts.
I mean, that's not a good deal. That's not a good blueprint. And he walks right in. Very frustrating. Let's see if we can bring up the polling cars debate here.
And that's the thing. It's just as people watch as just the criminals run amok.
Yep.
Your expenses go up. Your taxes go up. And especially in this area.
Yep.
Well, we got a new stadium. The Bills aren't going anywhere.
Yeah, the Bills aren't going anywhere. He talked about that actually in his speech.
But because this is how narrow-minded this area is as a whole.
Well, that's right.
And I have no problem saying that anymore. No,
that's right.
I don't. The Bills do not.
The Bills at some point the Bills will be gone. At some point the Sabres will be gone. At some point here's the thing. When you look at mismanaged Democrat communities, there's still always areas of prosperity. Right.
Yes.
It's the thing is that the crap gets bigger and then there's these areas that are safe. Right. So in the case of City of Buffalo, you've got the east side, which is a total war zone.
Mm-hmm.
And for anybody that says, oh, you shouldn't say that. Well, I would challenge you to go walk around on the east side.
But that's the thing.
Midnight.
Prove us wrong.
Yeah. Walk through the east side. Let's videotape you spending a little time, maybe 2-3 nights.
Plant a tree.
Yeah.
No, I'm serious.
Right.
I mean,
plant a tree. See how that
clean
works
up
out
a vacant lot. Let us know how it goes.
Yeah. Do it at night. Do it at night. Because guess what? Oh, well, Mike, you go anywhere at night. Well, it's not true. I live out in Alma, Marilla border. I could walk. I walked the dog the other night, 10 o'clock at night. It didn't feel like I was in any kind of jeopardy.
No.
Amherst, where our office is. But yeah, look, if I was working late here one night, I said, you know what? I want to take a walk at 12 o'clock, 10 o'clock, 12 o'clock at night. I'd be fine. But east side of Buffalo, you're not catching me there.
But the thing, though, too, is like all this stuff is true, though. Like, again, like if you look at Cheektowaga, back to them, you border the city of Buffalo, and bit by bit, the city started to push inward to the town.
Yeah.
Now the town is absolutely not what it was when I grew up.
No, school districts are worse.
School districts
graduation rates are worse.
SAT
taxes
are higher.
Taxes are way higher.
Yep. The Galleria Mall is rather empty.
The Galleria Mall is a shit show. It's just a hole.
Yep.
And for anybody, so Mike, don't say there is constantly fights now. We never had that 20 years ago.
And
30
don't forget
years ago.
Shootings too.
Shootings, but yeah. You
can't say the truth because people are going to run from the truth and be like, oh, that's racist.
Yeah.
It fucking happens.
That's right.
So
that's right.
What is racist about saying the truth?
Yeah.
Because it doesn't fit your narrative, your worldview.
Yep.
Then stay in your bubble.
And now my wife very rarely, unfortunately, and my wife and my two daughters love to go to the mall, right? I mean, they wouldn't even buy stuff. They just walk around.
Go to the one that's Eastview out in Pittsburgh.
Yeah. Well,
Pittsburgh, Victor. That's safer.
Oh, no, I agree.
Safer.
I agree. I'll tell you where we do go to the mall a lot is when
Florida.
We're down in Florida.
Yeah.
Yeah. When we're all down in Florida as a family.
Yep.
West Palm Beach Mall, not too far from our office down there. And we'll walk around for hours. I'll get a cup of coffee. I'll bring the dog with me, and I'm walking the dog, and they're just, you know, having
shopping.
Fun.
Yeah, exactly.
They don't even hardly buy anything, right? We don't do it at the gallery anymore. You know why? Because it's not safe.
Correct.
Right? But here's what's happening. The east side of Buffalo, what'll happen is New York will get more and more poor, right?
Yeah.
And it'll be, you know, and Florida, by the way, will get more and more prosperous. So there'll be less bad areas in Florida.
Mm-hmm.
And that's already happening. I think I talked a few weeks ago about Palm Beach area because I'm familiar with that. Two offices down there. You know, when I started traveling down there about 15 years ago, Riviera Beach was really, really bad. It was a bad area. It was the east side of Buffalo. Well, guess what? It's not perfect today, but it's a lot better. Well, why is that? Well, it's because people couldn't afford the properties in Palm Beach anymore as they rise. So they started to spill out and redo the areas in Riviera Beach. Hey, look, I can't afford a $700,000 house, but I can afford
the spread actually worked out to the better.
The opposite.
Yeah,
yeah,
exactly.
The opposite. These neighborhoods started to clean themselves up. Landlords started to realize, wait a minute, I don't need to rent this thing out for $500 anymore. If I put money into it, I can get a good quality tenant that's going to give me $1,200 a month, right? It's a win-win. Prosperity does that. Free market capitalism does that. Less regulations, less market.
Oh, you mean government handouts don't do that?
Let's. I don't know if this is the clip, but let's play it. We'll have fun with it either way.
Hey, this is Mark.
This is Mark Poloncarz's victory speech last night. Yeah. All right, it was his birthday, by the way, too.
Once again, placing your confidence in this group and sending a strong message that you support the direction we are taking in our community.
Yeah, straight to the fucking ground.
There are loud voices out there who think they represent most of the county. But as tonight's results prove, they do not.
I guess that's true, right? I mean, you know, that's true. Yeah. That's right, right? He won by 18 points.
Yeah, let's get out of the gutter. How dare you? How dare you? I'm going to keep you poor.
Let's actually improve the school systems that have been a total miserable failure. Nah, we like where it's going.
No matter who you voted for, I look forward to continuing to serve as your county executive and creating the best Erie County possible.
Can I just say, not to interrupt, you don't represent me. You don't.
Yeah. Unfortunately, that means if there's another flu, he's probably going to destroy your business.
Right? Yeah, correct.
Yeah. If there's another winter storm, he'll play namey name game, which is, you know, hey, this storm is so bad, it reminds me of a hurricane. Let's not shut anything down.
And make sure.
Let's have a contest where we can name it.
And hopefully your heat pump works because we got to save the planet.
That's right. That's right. No more. I hope your electric stove heats the house because.
Actually, the other thing, too, your electric stove probably won't work.
Yeah, your natural gas. Let's go. Oh, and by the way, there'll be no police officers there for you dirtbags that like to rob a big screen.
Yeah, have at it. Yeah, have at it again.
We will do that.
Bunch of purple hair crazies.
When run well, can be a force of good for all.
when it's run well. You know what makes a government run well, Mark?
Is stepping out of the way.
Stepping out of the way. That's right. A government that's run well is small. Very efficient means small, right? It doesn't mean big. It doesn't mean having contests. It doesn't mean handing out money to your buddies that you like because they're going to promise jobs, which they never, ever, ever deliver on, right? That's not what it means.
You see, as I've said many times before, at its core, government is a representation of its people.
The fuck it is.
That's true.
But it has it not in the last. I'm 43.
Yeah.
I love history and I read it. That has not been the case.
Yeah. Well, it is in a sense.
No, and it represents the poor.
Yeah. Well,
because we're going to keep you poor.
Well, here's the deal.
But maybe not as poor.
We just hired a left-wing socialist communist.
Yeah.
And he's right. The reflection of that will be crappier economic environment here. More people leaving, right?
All
right?
More crime.
Let's compare that to, I don't know, state of Florida, where they elected DeSantis. Now, what did DeSantis do? He cut regulations. Mm. He cut taxes. Mm. What happened? More businesses moved there. Less poverty. A lot less poverty, right? Very few people on welfare there. Oh, hey, guess what? The businesses down there, although I don't want to say perfect. It's nothing's perfect.
No.
But you don't see massive help wanted signs there.
No.
And for anybody that wants to challenge
any part of Florida that I've been in, it is either down in our office in Jupiter.
Yeah.
We stay with family, friends up in the East Coast, in the Tampa, Sarasota area. Any place that I have stepped foot in, I have not seen help wanted sign.
Nope.
Not once.
And we've got lots of business clients down there. You know what they tell me? We need help wanted because what's happening is the area is growing, and so we're getting more and more
demand.
You
get more bodies, more people spending money.
Yep.
What's going on here? Oh, the exact opposite.
Yeah, these same folks say, Mike, it's very different. See, in Western New York, we have to rotate our schedule around welfare. Oh, Joey can only work 20 hours this week because if Joey works 21, he's going to lose some of his social benefits, right? Mm-hmm. But if Joey could very easily get 40 hours, he just doesn't want to do it,
yep. right?
In the state of Florida, you've got to first get drug tested for welfare. It stops at like $1,200 a month. Not a week, a month.
It's not a lifelong thing. Yeah.
And there's a time commitment on it. You are not going to be on this forever. Go get a job, right? You do not see any of these problems. What is that? It's big government up here, right? Big government, big brother keeping you poor.
Not just the taxpayers are the most vocal among us.
Yeah, they're leaving, Mark. Those taxpayers are gone. The ones actually paying the bills, and more, I can't tell you how many folks texted me last night into this morning. I've got 5 years. I've got 4 years. Good luck, Mark.
It's funny that we were talking about that. I was looking at, after it was Rotoxa last night. It's my precious cargo sleep, and I'm like, all right, my daughter's in first grade. Her school ends at eighth. And then I'm like, all right, Brady's still got a little bit more time.
Yeah.
Where, going to the eighth grade, I'm like, and I just still am wrapping my head around. I'm like, I go, can I literally sit here and say, I can commit to, because I mean, that probably would put my daughter all the way through high school.
Yeah.
Because of the age gap. I'm like, can I sit here and say that? And So that's about, 10 years, 11 years.
And I've got we have so many clients, so many friends. They're like, you know what? I'm going to move there for 7 months, 8 months, right? I'm going to register to vote there. So we lose them here. We lose them for 7 or 8 months of their money contributing to the economy, mm-hmm. whether that's restaurants or going to hockey games or whatever
anything.
It is. We lose the New York State, the 10%, hijacking fee that they charge. So you lose all of that. And it's going to get worse, folks. It is going to get worse. Every single time a left-wing extremist like this wins, the only company that wins here is Moving Trucks. That's the only one.
They should be between him and Kathy and her busted Botox face. They should be the Realtors of the Year for the next 10 years.
Oh, absolutely.
Running.
By the way, Kathy, where were you for women's rights?
Right? Oh, yeah.
It's amazing how, Domestic Violence Month, all of a sudden, everybody forgot about that. On the
Me Too movement. Don't forget that.
All gone. All gone.
We represent everyone from the youngest adult the youngest child to the oldest adult, regardless of whether they are a taxpayer at their time in their life.
Yeah. Your friends behind you, Mark, are not paying taxes.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what. If you are paying taxes, it's probably because you've got some kind of a huge economic incentive from the folks behind you, right? That's the two parties mm-hmm. there. That's the Democrat Party. The Democrat Party is, I'm massively wealthy because you gave me huge government contracts to make me wealthy, mm-hmm. or I'm poor and you're promising to make me some money, which you never do.
This is what a compassionate, caring government should always do. It should be aspirational in nature, a manifestation of our better angels, always striving towards the goal of strengthening the lives of our citizens, even those who may not have been born here.
There you go. Okay.
Hey, Mark, how many did you house? Just curious, bro.
So the goal is to strengthen the community. Let's talk about that. Have you done that?
Yeah.
Are the schools better, Mark, over the last 12 years?
No.
Did the SAT scores go up or down, right? Mm. Are more people...
Hold on. The other thing, too. Are you guys manipulating the way that tests are scored? Yes.
Yes. Oh.
Are you guys
with that, Ron? The numbers still are worse.
And they still suck, Mark.
Yeah.
Yeah. And even if they weren't born here. Well, guess what, Mark? Pretty much all of us come from people that are immigrants.
Yeah.
But you omitted a key fact. They came here legally.
Yeah, that's the
case. They did it the right way.
Yeah.
They didn't have the handouts.
Yeah. And by the way, the statistics were very different back then, right? We didn't have 13 out of 50 arrested within the first month. right? These people came here with a work ethic. Yeah. They wanted to change their lives. They wanted to work. They didn't want to rob. Oh, and by the way, Mark, when they came here 50, 70 years ago, they didn't get free handouts in a hotel room that they decided to destroy, right?
No.
They didn't get that stuff.
You had to be sponsored to come here.
Everything he's talking about, the Democrat Party is doing just the opposite to every one of them. Oh, prosperity. We love each other. We all want a better life.
But no one loves each other. Like
we want a better life for everybody.
Yeah.
Of course we do. Guess what? Your policies aren't doing that.
No.
They're just not doing that.
But if you notice the spin here, it's always for the greater good.
Mm-hmm.
And it started especially with the scamdemic.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, stay at home so you don't spread the germs. You better get your jot because you're going to kill grandma. Yeah. You're going to kill. You may kill someone even though you don't have a risk. So you need to get your jab.
You don't do it for you. You do it for me.
Yeah. Well, that's what it is. It's like this is the messaging. And I've said this so many times is that there is no greater good.
Yeah.
There isn't.
Right.
And again, do I want to see everyone prosper? Sure. Is that how life works? Absolutely not.
No. No, some of us are all created with different positive
everyone
different
has
talents.
We are like a clay.
Yeah. Yeah.
That we are molded at the minute we are born.
Yep.
And some molding is for positive directions and positive presence in life and to do good things. Others, not so much.
Yep.
But again, when you just all these words like, for the greater good.
Yeah, greater good.
Yeah, okay, cool.
Who's the greedy one, Mark?
Yeah.
Is it you making $200,000 or $300,000? Is it your buddy Gail Bernstein who made $400,000 in a time where the community, according to you, really, really needed her?
Yeah.
Right?
Wuhan sniffles.
Was that the right? She wasn't greedy to take that kind of money. Mm-hmm. How about when you guys were ordering pork chops on the taxpayer's dime as you're shutting down restaurants? Was that not greedy?
No.
Oh, apparently that's not greedy, right? How about the fact that you're all talking about saving the environment? Between you and Gail, you've made $700,000 in a year, and you didn't spend $1 on a tree. Is that not greedy? Apparently not.
Today, I believe the people of Erie County affirm these principles instead of an ideology that divides us and takes us backwards.
divides us. No, you're a uniter, Mark.
Yeah.
You're a uniter. You're a uniter. You know who you unite? You unite the people that want free handouts. That's who you unite. You want the people who don't want to go to work and say, I still want my handout. I'm going to get it from somebody else. I'm not taking the risk to open up my own company. I'm not even taking the risk to go to work. There's help wanted signs everywhere.
Yeah.
People are begging people to show up at some of these places, right? The great uniter this guy is. This is great.
For providing us the privilege to once again serve as the captains of our communal ship. I know with these true public servants working on your behalf, the best is yet to come.
Oh, it always is, isn't it?
Willing and ready to put myself out there
and be vulnerable
and have people attack me.
She was very emotional,
if it meant,
by the way.
At least
but you know what's funny is
Mark
was
choice.
Mark was very scripted in his message, right? He's a politician.
She was organic.
Yeah.
And
you can tell. I said, oh my gosh, your heart just broke for her because she didn't want to win, unlike Mark. Mark has intentions of running somewhere else, right?
His intentions are state Supreme Court.
Yeah, and that's
where they want to get him parked.
Absolutely, right? So he's a robot.
So in other words, New York State's fucked even more. So, part of my language, but that's where we're looking
at. No emotion, nothing.
Just robotic.
Yeah.
Divisive. Again, the communist buzzwords.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah, because you know what? That worked out so well for so many countries where we're together as one.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's working out splendid in North Korea, Cuba, Venezuela.
Yeah.
I was just going to say China before they got rid of the communism stuff. Russia.
Yep.
When the Soviet Union fell. Yeah, what was it? West Germany? I forget the one that was communist. That worked out great.
Yep.
I could keep going.
Yep.
But guess what? It doesn't work.
No, never does.
No.
Never does.
No.
And it always starts with big government, right? It's always the same playbook. Bigger and bigger. Less freedoms. Oh, by the way, we need to take over your health care. Oh, we've messed that up. That doesn't work anymore. Sorry, but now we're in control of your health care.
Yeah.
Oh, you know what? We need your guns. That's what we need.
Well, they're never going to get the guns. But
guns
the thing is, if you look at...
I don't know about never, man. I'll tell you what. After COVID, there. I don't... I just... I the way... lay people strapped on those face diapers and shut down their own businesses, I will never say never again. I really won't.
I don't see enough people doing that, or they're going to turn in their guns.
Prior to COVID, and you're a business owner.
Yeah, I know, but I know the face diapers, and you're right.
Yeah,
but because the cognitive dissonance with that was unbelievable.
I mean, think about your economy. Right? 1 million people. There was one business owner that, like, I should say us, we never played any of the garbage.
No.
100 people here every day. Nobody died. In fact, nobody even got real sick.
No.
Some people got the flu, which is normal, right? Just take the gyms and the restaurants, yeah, right? All these gyms and restaurants, there was one person, Robbie De Niro, who stepped up and said, I'm not closing down.
Mm-hmm.
One. Yeah. Not 100, one. Wow, that's crazy. And if you would have asked me 2 weeks before, I would have said, no way. Yeah, maybe 10% or something
because
like that.
Because it's all under the guise of safety.
Yeah.
We're going to keep you safe by sitting at home. We're going to keep you safe by eradicating your rights via the Patriot Act.
Yeah.
And it's coming again.
Yeah.
We're going to keep you safe when something pops off from our third world invaders that are just coming in. Like it's not even a turnstile.
Yeah.
There's more security to get into a Sabres game than there is to get in the country.
Right. Right.
Well, how you got to pass through a metal detector.
No doubt.
Even taking my son, you know, Friday night, and he's younger. So I can take a bigger bag in because I love how that keeps people safe. You can't bring in a big purse.
Yeah.
And they scanned the baby bag and said, yep, go ahead.
Yeah. Yeah.
You and I come up from Mexico?
No, you walk in.
What do you want? Where do you want to go?
Yeah, you got your Obama phone?
Yeah.
Have you signed up for your Obama phone? You get a free phone. Well, we want to track you with the phone. Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, please make sure you show up to court on this date.
Right.
Yeah, I'm sure they will.
All right, let's end on a different note. This is, of course, another athlete who is claiming that because he has male body parts, that shouldn't be any different.
Well, this one's also, like, I think, what's the word, a hermaphrodite?
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, so, yeah. Like,
well,
he's got a mixture of both, okay, like, biologically. Yeah. But his testosterone count was insanely high.
Yeah. By the way, did you see that it was a lacrosse? That girl got hit
in field hockey.
Ball, lost all her teeth?
Yeah.
Field hockey, okay.
Yep.
I don't know the difference between field hockey and lacrosse.
Well, field hockey, it's like there's a smaller stick, and it kind of curves up almost like elf shoes.
Okay.
And you hit it like you would a puck.
Gotcha, okay.
Yeah, lacrosse is that way.
Either way, a male.
For the people that aren't seeing, you know, as I'm making
a male with a set of testicles.
Yeah.
Pretending to be a female, threw the ball and actually knocked out a girl's
face. I think the male's got a little bit longer hair than I do. So, I mean, that counts.
Yeah. Probably longer other body parts than you and I do. So this is the argument, by the way, and this is great. We'll end on this note. This is the argument as to why this person with testicles should be able to play with the women.
You know, the medical terms, what they tell me, you know, my testosterone, you know, being born, you know, without the uterus, you know, being born with internal testicles, those don't make me less a woman.
Being born with testicles
that haven't dropped
doesn't make me any less of a woman. I got to be honest with you. This is where we're divided, folks, because if you think that somebody being born with testicles doesn't make them less of a woman, I think you're mentally ill.
Yes.
Yeah. And you're not going to change my opinion on that.
But even just some of my friends and I, we were talking about this the other day about dating. Like if we were untethered, we're re-released into the wild. And the more that you learn as you get older about the fair sex, and I respond, I go, you know what though? That's true. Now we got more years, more wisdom, all the above. But then when you go out, and then obviously like the political stuff and everything else, I'm not going to suppress how I think or how I feel.
Right.
Just to get laid. I mean, maybe once, but that's probably about it. But go a little bit further, like with this individual or anyone else, like, you dude.
Yeah.
Did you just have your Adam's apple shaved? And I'm just sitting there thinking.
Right. I got to ask that now. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, like I'm sitting there thinking, you know what?
You seem nice.
Yeah. You seem nice. And I love.
Of course. She is going to say,
I don't even know. I identify as this. Yeah, well, I identify as I'll see you later.
Yeah, yeah.
But that's the thing. But like, it's
sort of unreal, though, isn't it? Like,
yes.
But having testicles doesn't make me any
They haven't dropped,
way.
But I'm still all girl.
I think it does.
But yet I produce testosterone.
I know. I think it does. All right, we'll end on that note. Ron Reinstein, thanks for joining us.
Mike thanks Lewis. For having me.
By the way, if you need us throughout the week, download our app, search Financial Guys Media in your app store, and be sure to click notifications so you don't miss our weekly media drops. I'm telling you, the app is awesome. You can listen to the radio show, Morning Mics with Mike and Mike, any of our podcast info, and any breaking news we have. So please download the app if you like our conservative talk. You go to our website for anything, thefinancialguys.com, and do upcoming workshops, all that stuff. Whether it comes to managing your money, whether it comes to our auto and home insurance, give us 14 minutes, let us shop over 20.
We also have a social security workshop coming up next Wednesday as well. It's 6 o'clock in the office.
Yeah, if you're thinking about retiring, folks, you have to consider Social Security, and you have to be able to understand how to optimize that.
Yeah.
That's your money. You know, they act like it's not. They act like they're giving you some doing some favor for you. You'd be absolutely disgusted, by the way, those of you who are 65, 66.
Social Security, they are not there to help you. If you go to file a claim, whether it's online or you're lucky enough to get someone face-to-face, They're there to do what you tell them to do.
You'd be sick, by the way, if we all the money they took out of your paycheck, if you just put it into something like the S&P 500
or even at 2%, 3%.
Oh,
yeah.
Boy,
you would have a gobsum of money.
Yeah.
Yes.
But they didn't do that, but it is your money, so try to get it back.
Register as much as you can.
Yeah. Register on the events tab for Social Security Optimization. That is Wednesday, November 15th. 6 o'clock or 6:15?
Six.
Okay. 6 o'clock. That's Wednesday, November 15th. Look, if you're in that window, 60, 65, 62, 63,
even in your late 50s, too, you want to have a plan. You need to have a plan together for you.
When are you going to take it? And it's not as easy as, well, this is
what my mom did.
You can make it real easy. This is my life expectancy. Well, the problem with that is we don't know when the good Lord is going to take us, right? There is no envelope that you open up and say, oh, good, I'm going to make it to 82. I'm going to make it to 75, right? If we had that, we could mathematically figure it out. You have to optimize it for your plan. So this is a great workshop. Again, register on the events tab at thefinancialguys.com for Social Security Optimization, Wednesday, November 15th. And finally, our Medicare team, they are crazy busy but willing to help. Tis the season for that. If you need help with your Medicare, you're not sure. You know, most of the time, I'm hearing our independent Medicare experts say, we're keeping people with the same company, but believe it or not, Mike, they're not in the right plan within the company. So you have to understand that some of these insurance companies have A, B, C packages, and you really need to understand if you're in the right plan within the company. So again, 833-FIN-GUYS if you need us there. We'll see you Saturday live on the radio. Take care.
Any rebroadcast, reproduction, or other use of this show without the express written consent of the Financial Guys, LLC is strictly prohibited.